An apostle, even the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul, is the Hebrews, amen. And what more shall I say? For a time would fail me to tell the Gideons and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked in righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness, were made strong, and became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mocking and scourings. Yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about the sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy, was wandering in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God had provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by the great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The grace of God, the Father, be with you all. Amen.